I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. And for our listeners, you're going to realize that Marissa Norcross is not with me today. Marissa typically does the podcast with me, but I have some special guests. Joe Vargo from Partners for Education and Business. Joe has been my colleague here at MACNE for a long time. And I knew you before I was even a MACNE employee, so
that's
welcome.
Sure. Thank you.
And Joe, why don't you introduce our special guests?
I'll be happy to do that. And thanks for having us on the show to talk about some great things coming up in regards to workforce. With us today is Alex Kidd, a student who has just graduated from RIT and now has been hired by SRC Incorporated. SRC initiated a scholarship program 7 years ago. The idea was to create the straightest path from the high school graduation stage to the workplace, and that is accomplished by offering students scholarships in hard-to-fill majors, and then students participate in an internship, and the companies would then be able to offer jobs to the students that they thought were going to fit. So,
super.
Alex is one of the three students this year that has been hired by SRC that were scholarship candidates. Also with us is Alex Budwe from TTM, formerly Anaren. She's the Human Resources Director there and is also going to talk about some of the new hires that came to her through some programs that PEB is working with.
And, okay, great.
And then with us also is Sydney Shellefo from SRC Incorporated, and she's in the communications department, and we'll say a few words about how valuable this program with the scholarship is to SRC.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad that you all are here. Joe, before we go with... You made it easy because we've got Alex and Alex. So before we go to Alex, tell me a little bit about, so we've got this job signing day. It sounds like we're talking athletes signing for teams. So what is this?
We are talking about something like that. And we really saw the year in and year out, you see everyone's familiar with the signing day for students to go to college to play sports or from college to the pros. And all the hoopla goes around that. Well, we should be having hoopla around students graduating
Absolutely.
From college and going to work, or graduating from high school and going to work at companies in the Central New York area. So we're going to have the first Central New York job signing day.
Great.
And expect it to be a great event on this coming in mid-June, where we will be recognizing, hopefully if all goes well, 8 students
Super.
Will participate.
Now, is that going to be in one location, or is it spread throughout Central New York?
The event's going to be June 12th at Lemoyne College.
Okay, great.
Early in the morning, 7:30 registration, 8 o'clock program, and all of the students and their company folks will be there to have the typical rally that you
That's
see
awesome.
At the other events for sporting signing
you know,
days.
That's so exciting, because that's the real world. You know, it's the exception for some young person that's gifted athletically that can get an education. But the real world is young people working their way through the education process into the world of work, and where they can really begin earning a living and building their life from that point on. So we're going to talk about PTEC, which, Alex, it makes it so easy.
Yes.
We're going to get with you first. But, Joe, why don't you give us just a quick background about what is PTEC?
Well, PTEC is Pathways to Technology Early College High School, and it's a New York State Education Department funded program. There's currently 30 some odd programs around the state. The one in Syracuse was in the first round. And what the process is that students enter in ninth grade, and through the course of up to 6 years, they can not only get their high school diploma, but they can also get a 2-year degree from the local community college.
Wow.
And the one in Syracuse, the 2-year degree would be either in electrical or mechanical technology. And so some of the students that that we're working with in this particular program are from the Syracuse City School District.
Mm-hmm.
We have one student that Alex B. will talk about, is a student that probably had no thought that he'd be in manufacturing, graduated after 5 years, not only with a high school diploma, but with a 2-year college degree.
Wow. That's
which
awesome.
Is incredible, and we're just so lucky to be able to keep him in Central New York.
Sure, absolutely.
And have him go to work at one of our great technology partners.
And what does it cost the student out of pocket?
There is absolutely no cost to the student. And there are people go, oh, geez, another program, but this is a program that's getting results that we anticipated. Right. We made a deal with the companies, work with these students starting in ninth grade, be their coaches, their mentors, provide opportunities for tours and job shadows and internships, and then you will be right the first in line to talk to these students upon graduation and be able to hire them. And the day has come, and here we are talking about it.
It's so exciting.
Exactly how we envisioned it.
That's so exciting. So Alex, tell me, what was TTM's involvement in the PTEC program?
Yes. Well, David, over the last few years, TTM has participated in on-site tours, manufacturing day, job shadows, resume reviews, career fairs, anything we could do to help students who are part of this PTEC program. And we've done that over the last few years, and it's been very successful. And as a result, this summer we've hired three individuals, one full-time, two interns, and we are thrilled to have them on board in the next couple weeks.
That's just terrific. So compare this process of hiring these individuals to, let's say, you going out into the open market, so to speak, and trying to find employees. What was different about this process through PTEC?
I can say, the process was different. I recently had a technical position, and because of the PTEC pool of students, I was able to go to that pool of students and have candidates available and ready right away who had the skills we needed to fill this position. Because they knew us and had gone to tours, and I had met some of these students at the career fair, they already knew a little bit about us. So when it came time to make this individual the offer, he was eager, motivated, and accepted the offer, and the process went very smooth.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, these positions you're trying to fill, are there a lot of applicants for it, or is it a pretty scarce pool?
Yeah, technical talent in Syracuse, it's very difficult to find. So yes, it's a very slow pool of candidates.
Yep.
So I feel very lucky that we started this program several years ago, and now we have this warm pipeline to pull from. So
awesome.
When our managers need key talent, we're able to get it, pretty quickly for them.
Wow, that's terrific. So if I was another manufacturing company and I was saying to you, Alex, what's the value? Should I get involved with PTEC? What would you say?
Absolutely. These students are energized, motivated. They have great questions when they come in for tours. They genuinely care. And then also, I think overall this is great for our community, and it helps retain students here in Syracuse.
Yeah.
So I think overall it's good for everyone.
I agree with you. Central New York is a great place to live. I'm pro Syracuse, and I don't ever apologize for that. I love Central New York. I love everything about it. I love the winters. Our podcast listeners know how I feel about Central New York. So if we can keep the young people here, this is key.
Yeah.
Because we have companies that cannot find people.
Yep.
And they're not able to grow and expand because they can't find people. So I love this. Joe, question for you about PTEC. So on top of the, or in addition to the job shadowing and the career fairs, what other ways do companies get involved with PTEC? How are these kids so different when they get out of school? Is there a connection through mentoring or something that takes place?
Right. Well, they're not different when they go into ninth grade. They're like any other ninth grader. But I think the companies have understood that what we're trying to do is develop relationships and to get these students to come out of their shells, if you will,
sure,
to feel okay to talk to people that they normally wouldn't, and to develop social skills and the ability to ask questions, as Alex mentioned, is so important. You can tell a PTEC kid on a tour over somebody else because they do ask a lot of good questions. And it's that nurturing, the trust gets built, and from there you can do a lot in terms of helping the students understand how to look towards the future and to see a wide range of companies and to try to find what they're interested in, what their niche might be, and then be able to pursue that, and constantly with the encouragement that it'll come to you, just do your work, do the education part of it, the academics, and the companies will be there, and we've had the companies lined up.
That's great.
And not every company got one this time, but there'll be more students coming in out of this process next year.
Because this is really the beginning, right? These are the first PTEC students to finish.
Right. And if any local companies do wind up listening to this, we have another group of students graduating from OCC. It took them a year and a half, which still blows away all statistics, a year and a half to get this two-year degree. graduating in December, so we'll have more.
Who should they contact?
Yours truly.
Joe Vargo.
Absolutely, and we'll get them in front of these kids, and and they can have an opportunity to look them over, and they'll be very pleased with the variety and enthusiasm and the skill of these kids.
So, and we'll make sure in our show notes that we have Joe's contact information as well, so that they can get to you easier. So now let's talk to Alex Kidd. So this is awesome. Tell me about the CNY STEM Scholarship Program, Alex. You're a recent graduate of RIT. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a tough school to get into, and it's awesome to see that you made it through.
Yeah, thanks.
So tell me about the STEM Scholarship Program. How did that connect you to SRC?
So I started back in high school. I was fortunately part of the robotics team, and one of my high school STEM teachers, for Project Lead the Way, another great program. He offered this application to me of like, hey, you should check out the scholarship. It's a really great scholarship. You might get some internships and job offers through it as well.
You want to give a shout out to your high school?
Yeah, Liverpool High School.
All right, good. We got it. You know, we gotta find a way to make sure everybody gets their shout outs here. That's good.
Absolutely. And the scholarship was obviously great because every little bit helps with
college. What did you have to do to get the scholarship?
To get the scholarship? So you had to write an essay, if I'm not mistaken, and you had to keep a certain grade point average, I believe, as well throughout college as well.
Sure.
So I think you had to have a 3.0 there.
Okay. What was the scholarship worth, dollar-wise?
$10,000.
$10,000. Wow. That is awesome. Okay. So tell us about it. So you applied for the scholarship. You were awarded the scholarship in 2014. You went to RIT. How did that affect it? So let's talk a little bit more about this connection with SRC. How did it work? You got the scholarship. What did you have to do other than be awarded the scholarship, maintain your GPA at college? Did it open doors for internships or?
Certainly. I kind of saw my name there, and they were like, you know, this, we already know, yeah, you've kind of proved yourself a bit there as far as your grades, academics, and receiving this award out of many different applicants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they could really see my passion for this field.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they ended up giving me an offer for an internship after my second year, and then another one after my third year as well.
So you had two internships with them.
Yep.
Okay, great. And so how did you come about ending up working there? Like, were the internships part of that? Was that integral? Did that give you a leg up on, let's say, somebody else just graduating and applying?
Certainly knowing a little more about the company and sort of what they do really helped. I was a little more in tune with the domains they're working on there.
Sure.
Radars and sensors of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, and even though I was working on different projects throughout the internships, you know, they certainly saw, the efforts I put in during those internships, and really, I think we're impressed there.
Super. Did the internships tell you or reveal anything to you as to a specific type of computer engineering that you'd want to go into, or was it just a broad spectrum of things and you just said it's kind of a cool company? Because SRC is an amazing company.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of a good spectrum of different parts of software engineering and engineering in general. A lot of different parts. I was working on an Android app at one point, you know, just a lot of different, you know, different things there.
So what is your passion? What type of computer engineering are you really focused on now?
I would say probably on the web development side. I do a little bit of like machine learning. That's starting to become a major thing there. I've kind of taken up cybersecurity as a hobby a little bit there.
Very good. There's
quite a lot to do there.
There's a big need for that.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If you're listening to this and you have any sort of interest in that, I would definitely say look into it because we need competent, you know, very intelligent cybersecurity people there. And yeah, for as far as software, web applications, I've done some Android mobile apps on my own.
Okay.
So that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Very good. So thinking about now comparing your path. So when you were in high school, you had a teacher, a STEM teacher that said, hey, this is a scholarship you should try to apply for. We all know how much we need scholarships when we're going to college. You had your internships at SRC. You now have an employed by SRC. So How did that path perhaps differ from classmates at RIT that didn't have that opportunity? What would be more difficult for them?
Well, they probably weren't as familiarized with some of the stuff from my internships, at least.
Okay.
For the scholarship going in, I mean, I would say, you know, just having the scholarship itself kind of gave me a little more confidence, a little more support, just because, you know, you've been selected, you've already kind of, you know, proven your passions and your competency there a bit, and so it gave me some momentum, I guess, is the best way to put it. I wasn't completely there necessarily, but, you know, I was definitely kind of guided in that direction.
And I think that's really important that this scholarship that you got, I like how you said it gave you momentum. It was like this, almost like a down payment that a company is putting on you that you're worth it.
Right.
And that extra bit of encouragement probably kept you studying on some of those nights when you may rather done something else. But no, I got to maintain this GPA. I got to do this. I think that's awesome. So one final question for you. Why stay in Central New York?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I mean, the weather, unless you love to ski, which I do, but...
Also have a weather machine for rent. That's not quite why I stayed. But definitely SRC being a great, you know, kind and kind of friendly company and just cool company in general, that definitely helped a lot. And yeah, just sort of local to the area. There's a lot of opportunities here that I think people overlook because I see a lot of classmates trying to go out to the West Coast or something. Yeah. And hey, I mean, more power to them if they can settle there and find their niche there, but
till they try to buy a house,
yeah.
And they find out how reasonable it is in Central New York.
It all bounces out, yeah.
It really does. Yeah. Great, thank you. So, Joe, let's talk about Sydney, who's with us.
So, what do you guys think from SRC's perspective about the value in terms of saving money from recruiting? There's got to be a lot of advantages to having some students coming your way, you know, not only this year, but in the years to come.
Right, and obviously we have a huge recruiting push right now. We have more jobs than we can find candidates for. So to have this sort of incubator for these students to come out of school, and we already have exposure to them via the internships that they're given, they already have exposure to us. And I think, and Alex, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think as soon as many of these students get through our doors, they see not only what we're doing, how important it is and how cool our mission is,
right,
but also how much we do for our employees. And like he said, it's a cool place to work. It's a fun place to work. So getting exposure for these college grads is, I think it's a money saver, but I think it's kind of priceless. Like it's such a great thing for SRC.
And, you know, I think, Joe, you said 8 years ago SRC started with the STEM Scholars Program.
SRC was the first company that started, and over the years, I think we've added five other companies. And the proof is there for us. We're going to put a big push on to get more companies involved to offer scholarships.
And how many scholarships do you typically, are you able to offer each year?
Well, this year we thought we were going to have six awarded. And after the interview process, and Alex may remember back to the, you know, we had also an interview process for the students before they were selected. The companies were so impressed with the pool that two other companies said, we're going to take two instead of one.
That's awesome.
Because the kids were that good and such a good fit for them. So we were supposed to give five or six. We're giving eight this year.
That is terrific. And when do those get awarded? Those scholarships.
So again, that'll be at the same event. We have a very busy day that June 12th.
Yeah, you
besides do. The job signing day, we're going to present the, for the first time publicly, present the scholarship winners. Keep in mind that I think over the 8 years, we have 40 scholarship recipients and over $400,000 now in investments by company for not only for the scholarships and the internships.
That's awesome.
It's a huge project, but a great return for the companies, and it's going exactly as we planned.
That's good. You know, and I did have a chance 1 year to judge some of the essays, and I was so impressed with these young people. And I've been to some of your events up there at Lemoyne, you know, when kids are awarded these scholarships, and just this is exciting for anybody in the Central New York area to just see and hear about. Things are happening in Central New York that are amazing. The P-TECH, the STEM scholars, it's just, and great companies like TTM, formerly Anaren, and SRC. Thank you so much for your investments in helping Joe bring about these amazing things. So Joe, how long has PEB been around?
We're in our 26th year.
26th year. Wow. It makes me feel old.
You're right, because we've been there since the beginning.
Not as involved as you have been, but pretty close.
Yeah, again, and I think it's, we just had a conversation today. Some of these programs, I think the companies are looking for alternate strategies. As Sydney mentioned, they have a lot of openings. Again, same thing with TTM. And they're looking for different ways.
Yeah.
The good thing is now that they can put in their strategies that let's see what's coming out of P-TECH, let's see what's coming out of the scholarship program. We can count on a few candidates from those, and that goes a long way for the companies.
That's terrific. And so the P-TECH program in Syracuse is mechanical tech and electrical tech, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Is it the same in Auburn?
It's the same in Auburn and the same in Oswego. Both those programs are 1 year and 2 years behind Syracuse, but in the Central New York area, we will have a large contingent of these students rolling out over the next 5 years. So the companies are, they're chomping at the bit, saying, we can't wait to get our hands on them and put them to work.
For my years of running a local company, it was manpower. It's the talent pool that was just not there. And it was holding us back, and I'm so glad to see these things coming about. So, Sydney, thank you for coming on such a busy day. Alex as well.
Yes,
I know
you
need to run and pick up your daughter.
Yes.
And so that's really important. And Alexander, so excited that you go from Liverpool to RIT to SRC. This is super. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Joe, thank you.
He may have the shortest commute of any.
He might. He might. So with that, I'm Dave Freund, and this was The Next Page.